We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Also, top 10 most powerful people in Philadelphia sports. This is something that the radio station is putting together, and just in the last couple of hours, put up a compilation. We'll put up all of our votes and a compilation of WIP votes on the website, 94WIP.com. And we were asked, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, John, James, and I, by Andrew Porter, by the way, shout out and happy birthday to Andrew Porter. We were asked to give our 10 most powerful people in Philadelphia sports. So without further ado, now, John, you kind of scribbled through this quickly, right? You feel solidified?
I think, you know, now that I look at it, I'd probably flip one for sure, but yeah, I feel pretty solid.
You want to do a redo? You want to do a live redo on the air?
I'm gonna flip the two that I think need to be flipped. But my number one is Joel Embiid.
Okay,
I think moving forward, he is the face of the NBA in a lot of ways, and he's only getting better, which is so great for us. And his platform will be massive, worldwide, in the very near future.
Okay.
Bryce Harper, got to give him number two.
Got a lot of power at that contract.
He sure does. He's here for 13. Who else in that clubhouse can you say that about?
Well, there's no question he's got more power than Gabe Kapler.
Right.
If Kapler's unhappy with Harper and goes to management, or if Harper's unhappy with Kapler and goes to management, Harper wins that battle. Just, he does.
Without a doubt.
No question.
Jeffrey Lurie, number three. It sounds crazy when I say that. I'm putting Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles, behind Bryce Harper. But, that's just where I see it right now. I do think that Jeffrey Lurie, when we win our second, may ascend further.
Okay.
John Middleton, especially with the recent developments, I think, man, the guy can do no wrong, and we all appreciate his willingness to put together.
We've got deep pockets.
Yeah.
When you get deep pockets, you get a lot of power.
You know, it's crazy, too. I didn't, former wrestler. I love the mindset. And another guy on the list, my number five, I had him at six, but I'm flipping Joshua Harris to number five.
Okay.
Also a college wrestler.
Oh, I did not know that.
Right. Nor I until recently. Okay. Then my number six is the Flyers ownership, Comcast Spectacor. I guess that would be Dave Scott since he's the CEO.
Okay.
Howie Roseman comes in at seven, making those decisions. I don't know how to differentiate. He is certainly the face, the name, the person, but Joe Douglas is a big part of what he is in terms of assessment of talent.
But Howie's got more power.
Howie certainly has more power, but his power is bolstered by Joe Douglas and their collaborative efforts.
Yep.
Joe Douglas does not make the list, though. Carson Wentz is my eight for all the reasons that Joel is one, and he's only going to be bigger and bigger. 5 years from now, I do believe Carson Wentz is that guy, you know, that Tom Brady. And it's just a matter of time until we see that actualized. Jay Wright, man, Jay Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the success he's had. Think about how little we talk Jay Wright, despite the national applause, plaudits, success. The guy is underappreciated, at least in the way that we talk, because he is powerful.
Okay.
And he can get any recruit he wants to come to Villanova.
Yep.
The best in the country. And then Malcolm Jenkins. I think
that's
Malcolm
interesting.
Is very vocal, very active with the players.
I think that's very fair.
And so he's my number 10.
I hadn't thought of Malcolm. Malcolm's a good answer. All right, James, what do you got?
Yeah, I didn't have Malcolm either. I had nine of the same 10 as you, not Malcolm. You'll see a theme at the top of my list. Jeffrey Lurie, one, owner of the Eagles, obviously Super Bowl champion owner. John Middleton, two, went out and got us Bryce Harper. Josh Harris, three, Flyers ownership group, faceless owners, whatever you want to call them, four. Basically, being an owner gives you more power than not being an owner. That's my general premise there. After that, I have Howie, five, no executive in the city has more job security than Howie Roseman. Bryce Harper, I had six, and Embiid, seven, so I had them back-to-back. Same reasons as John, I just have Harper with the big contract, I mean the face of the sport, with a little bit more power than Embiid. Wentz, eight, for the same reasons John said. I think he's going to grow into that franchise guy, and we'll move up this list.
Yes.
Eagles quarterback is a franchise guy, has a lot of power in this town. I had Matt Klentak, nine. Kind of solidified himself this offseason, obviously.
Middleton loves him.
Middleton couldn't stop gushing about
him.
And
he should love him.
So another executive who now has a lot of job security. And then I had Jay Wright, 10.
Yeah. All right, so interesting stuff. I'm like James. I've got the four owners at the top. What's wild is my number one is literally the name has not been said in either of you two. And it's not on the top 10 list. There's a WIP consensus list. The name itself has not been said. I got number one, Brian Roberts, who, of course, oversees the whole Flyers operation, the whole Comcast thing, which bought NBC this decade. NBC didn't buy Comcast. Comcast bought NBC.
I didn't think
he's
about
the guy that
controls. Kind of like other angle of that.
So now you're talking Comcast Sportsnet.
It's a strong argument.
You're talking about the television deals that the Phillies sign with Comcast are through a Brian Roberts entity. You're talking about, for what it's worth, you want to talk power. It might not influence Philadelphia sports, but actual power. I mean, NBC, the television station, it can influence presidential elections. It's a big platform. So to me, I want Brian Roberts number one. I go owner after that as well. Jeffrey Lurie, two, most powerful franchise in Philly. Lurie, two, Middleton, three, Harris, four. Then I get to the players and executives. I go one player in the five hole, and that's Embiid. And the reason I go Embiid five, he's totally got the ear of ownership. And the NBA players have more power than other players in other sports.
That's why I had him one.
Yeah, and that's an interesting call there, John. I like James's reason why I go Howie six. I think he is the most entrenched of all the executives, meaning coaches and GM types. I go Ben Simmons, seven, who neither of you said.
For the same reason you picked Embiid.
Same reason, and because his contract is getting near coming up. He has more power now before the contract, I believe, than he will have after the contract, right after it's signed. He's going to have great influence. He's got more power than Brett Brown. Same thing. If he goes to ownership and says, it's me or Brett Brown, the owners are going to pick Ben Simmons. They just will. That's why I go Ben Simmons, seven. I do go Brett Brown, eight, though. He's the one guy of all the coaches that seems to have the most say, we think, we don't know, but we think as far as player personnel recruitment. Elton Brand's a GM, but I think we all know Brett Brown's got a heavy hand there. Nine, I go Bryce Harper. You got a $300 million contract. You got power. And 10, I go Carson Wentz. I feel comfortable with 10. Malcolm's an interesting answer, though.
So Jay Wright is the only one that John and I have that you don't.
Yeah, I got Jay Wright. You guys got Ben Simmons. And you guys go kind of faceless entity with Comcast. I go Brian Roberts one. The consensus real quick, and then back to the calls.
I haven't seen the consensus.
The
yet.
Consensus list of all the WIP hosts.
Is Lurie number one?
Jeffrey Lurie is one.
He should be. I like that call.
You want to take a guess at two?
Middleton.
Middleton is two. Who's three?
See, this is where it's weird. I'm guessing it's not another owner, even though we would have his owner. I'm going to say, I'll say Howie, three.
Joel Embiid is three.
I almost guessed Embiid.
Bryce Harper is four. Howie Roseman is five. Carson Wentz is six. Doug Peterson is seven.
Wow.
None of us mentioned him.
I almost put Peterson at 10, but I didn't.
I thought about him. I went Josh. The list went, the consensus went Josh Harris, eight. Ben Simmons, nine. Dave Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.